The Peace Democracy Project, or PDP, says it has received election-related inquiries from more than 10,000 Zimbabweans. PDP coordinator Bekthemba Jama says they've decided to organize free transport after it received requests from more than 500 eligible voters.
The main objective is to enable any Zimbabwean who is in South Africa and is a registered voter and has got traveling documents, but is unable to go to Zimbabwe because of various constraints, but is willing to go and vote, to make sure that he goes to Zimbabwe and be able to cast his ballot on the 29th of March, regardless of his political affiliation.
He acknowledges the going has been tough, explaining the free transport program hasn't been without its fair share of challenges. In particular, as Jama, it was difficult assisting people who don't have the requisite traveling documents.
The challenges that we are facing is that most of these people, could be half of that figure, they do not have traveling documents. It's either one is holding an asylum application document or does not have documents at all. So it becomes difficult then for us to transport such people.
It turns education stations are manned by 25 volunteers and will remain open until the 29th. PDP logistic officer Gilbert Moyo says they expect all those with the necessary documents will be assisted. He says they have a system in place to check people's credentials.
We have told our volunteers that they have to check all the details of all the people who respond to the stations. They have to write their phone numbers, their ID numbers, and the constituencies where they come from. So then from there we check that data to the office, we verify, we check from the voters roll that they are registered. And if they are registered, then we arrange the buses and see the number of the buses that will take them home and the number of people that will be taken to Zimbabwe to vote.
Temso Mlungwa is one of the project's volunteers stationed in the Jupe Park in central Johannesburg. She says travel arrangements will only be revealed to those who have registered for security reasons. She adds individuals will be transported to and dropped off in major cities or towns close to their constituencies and then picked up at the same spot for the return journey. Many Zimbabweans in South Africa who are still upset with Harare government for denying them a diaspora vote have applauded the free transport initiative. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, I am Benedict Nhlapo.